If you have your Bible, turn with us this morning to 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4, verse number 13. Very familiar passage. Bible says, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep." Watch this. "For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." I want to preach a little while this morning, if God will be my help, on this thought: when the Lord descends from heaven. When the Lord descends from heaven. As we see this, it's been a long age. Ages long. There's been an age-long silence from the Lord. Amen. There's been a lot of quietness. It began at the trumpet, at the triumphant shout of Lord Jesus Christ, when He was dying on the cross of Calvary, and He said, "It is finished." And from that time, there's been a silence, a deafening silence in the world. And that silence is the Lord, the God of heaven, in mercy and grace. Amen. Praise God. It's already, the silence has already lasted for over 2,000 years of time. A silence that is long, it's prolonged. Praise God. It's absolute. But praise God, one day in a little while, it'll be different. But let me ask you a question. What other answer could God have given? Amen. It was either silence or the wrath of God. Amen. I'm glad God chose silence, ain't you? Praise God, He's not silent because He's still speaking to us through the Word of God. But that wrath of God could have been upon us already. I'm glad it's not. But one day the silence will be broken. And I'm afraid it's nigh even at the door. Amen. One day in just a little while. Praise God. There's going to be a silence broken. The church, praise God, that's here, it's going to be gone up to be with the Lord, praise God, with a shout, amen. And praise God, the wrath of God is going to come down with a roar. Amen. It's going to happen one day in a little while, praise God. We need to be anticipating it. Amen. You say, "Well, preacher, I don't want to see that." Praise God. Hey, I'm looking for the shout. Amen. Praise God. I'm not hanging around with a pout like a lot of people today. I'm listening for a shout. I'm looking for a Savior. I'm getting ready, praise God, to go home. Amen. When my Savior descends from heaven, press His holy name. What a day that's going to be. And I'm glad today that it's not going to be just any Savior. It's going to be my Savior. Verse 16 said, "For the Lord Himself shall descend from where? From heaven." Amen. Where's the Lord today? He's sent to the right hand of the Father. He's in heaven. Amen. Making intercession, by the way, for you and I. Amen. He's our interceder. Praise God. He's there to intercede for us before God. Praise the Lord. Minister to us through the Holy Spirit, speaking to us. Praise God. I hope today. Are you listening to the Spirit of God as He's speaking to you today? Well, if you ain't, I just jump up from my seat right now and just hit the altar and say, "Lord, I need You to speak to me. Show me what You'd have me to be. Praise God, minister to my soul so I can be ready." Amen. You say, "Be ready for what?" Looking for a soon coming Savior. Amen. Because the Bible teaches us specifically that the Lord Himself shall descend. Now we see what's taking place here. The Thessalonians were brokenhearted. They were looking for the Lord to come back, and He hadn't come back, and they had loved ones that had passed away in the faith. Amen. They believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, but they had passed away. And they thought they had already missed it. They wouldn't be able to participate in it. But God, the Lord Jesus Christ is trying to explain it here to them the best so that they could understand it through Paul. And Paul begins to touch the hearts of the Thessalonians and begins to encourage them in the Lord. Amen. This is not something that Paul just nonchalantly throw out there. He said, "For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord." Amen. So he tells us, I've told you before, it was not Paul saying, but it was a revelation, a revealing from God of what was going to take place in the days ahead. Let me just tell you, just because something hasn't taken place don't mean that it won't. Hello? I said, just because it hasn't taken place already does not mean that it won't take place at all. It will. If God said it, praise God, you can take it to the bank. It will take place, praise God. If it's prophesied, if you put it in the Word of God, it will happen. We just need to be ready. How do we get ready? We get on God's side. Amen. That's a good place to be today, on the Lord's side, seeking His face, praise God, while we can. But He says here that the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and then Christ shall rise first. So let's just look at this a few minutes now. We've never done it this way, but I want to just look at this for a few minutes this morning, if God will be by help. The Bible says here that the church is going to be raptured out. Amen. That harpazo, that word means to be snatched away, to caught up. The church is going to go out of here. The wrath of God is going to be poured out on the world. Amen. The wrath from God. But the first things that we see here, we need to realize the sounds that take place. Now let's just look at these sounds this morning. The Bible says the first sound that we're going to hear is the sound of a shout. Amen. The sound of a shout. It said the Lord Himself will descend from heaven with a shout. So the first thing we're listening for, the first thing we should be anticipating is a shout. Amen. Three times in the Bible, the Bible speaks of the Lord shouting. Amen. The Lord shouting. The first time we hear it is at a tomb. The tomb of one called Lazarus. Amen. And when Jesus shouted at the tomb of Lazarus, He said, Lazarus, come forth! There was a man, praise God, that got up from the dead. Amen, praise God. When Jesus shouted, bless His holy name. There was another time when Jesus shouted from the cross of Calvary, and He said, it is finished. Amen. I praise God, the Bible tells us that many souls that were dead, many bodies of the saints that were dead, praise God, got up after the resurrection. Matthew chapter 27, verse number 50 said, Jesus, when He had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. Verse 50, 51, and behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent. That's how we got in, by the way. Amen? And the graves were opened. Now watch this, verse 52. And many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after His resurrection, and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. Amen. So we see a shout at a tomb, and Lazarus got up. Praise God, a man rose from the dead. We see a shout, praise God, from the cross of Calvary, and thousands upon thousands of saints of God had died in Jesus Christ, come out of the grave. Praise the Lord. Many thousands. Praise God. Amen. Praise His name. He said there's still going to be another shout. And there's going to be a shout when He comes again. Amen. When Jesus Christ comes again, there's going to be a shout. I'm glad it ain't a pout, praise God. It's a shout. Jesus is going to shout, praise God. And the whole church is going to rise up, praise the Lord. Praise God. Those that have died in Christ and those that are still alive and remain, multitudes upon multitudes, praise God, is going to be taken out of here when the shout goes out. Amen. A shout, praise God, is for the church. Amen. The shout that we hear in 1 Thessalonians, Paul said, is for the church of the living God. It's for saints of God. It's for me and you, those that's born again believers. If you're here today and you're not a born again believer, you better get in. Amen. If you mess out, praise God, when that shout goes out, you'll miss eternity with Christ. So we better need to be getting ready for that shout. Amen. He said, when you see all these things around us, Luke said that when we see all these things begin to come to pass, He said, then we need to look up and lift up our heads, for our redemption draweth nigh. How is our redemption? Praise God. It's through the Redeemer. Amen. He said, we need to be looking up and looking for a soon coming Savior. Praise God. Because He's going to come out. He's going to step out of there with a shout. Amen. And He's going to come take us to be with Him. That shouts for the church. But He said a shout's also accompanied by a voice of an archangel. A voice. So there's going to be a shout and there's going to be a voice of an archangel. Now this voice is for the angels. Now I want to tell you this. Them angels is ready to go. Them angels, praise God, from beginning of time, they've been ready to do the beck and call of God Almighty. Amen. When Jesus was hanging, when they was abusing Him, praise God, they was ready to go. When they hung Him on the cross of Calvary, them angels was ready to go. Praise God, if He had said, help, praise God, the earth would have been finished. Amen. Them angels, praise God, them angels, God, them power of the Most High, praise God, are ready to go in any minute. They're geared up, praise God. They're ready to do what they need to do. And this call, praise God, this voice of Archangel is a call, praise God, to the angels. Now what's He doing? He's summoning them to war. Amen? He's summoning them to war because the church has been taken out. The church has been raptured out. Praise God. A time of amnesty is over. It's finished. Amen. It's time of dealing with people that will reject and deny God. Amen. You know what will send you to hell? It's not, praise God, the things of this world that we do, but it's rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ, staying in unbelief of our Savior. Amen. He said, well, what about all these other sinful things? Praise God. Once you get Jesus, praise God, He takes care of the sinful things. Amen. I guess it makes me crazy. So many people try to get right within themselves, and then they're going to come to church and try to find Jesus. I got news for you this morning. Jesus ain't the one lost. Amen. He knows exactly where He is. He knows exactly what He wants to do, even for me and you. Amen. He's got it marked down, praise God. He knows exactly. We are the ones that's lost, and we need the Lord. So we see that the angels, praise God, they're ready, geared up for war. And who's going to declare war? It's not, it may be some of these crazy nations around here. We may be getting ready to go into World War III at any minute. I say that we're already there. I believe we started World War III, praise God, when the Islamic nation, the jihadists, when they bombed us, praise God, on September 11th, I believe that started World War III. We're in a battle, we're in a fight, praise God, against evil. Amen. Those that would oppose us, would oppose America, would oppose everything that we stand for. But God Almighty is going to be the one that declares this war. God's going to declare this war, praise God, and it's going to be a war against those, the world that has murdered His Son. Amen. Amen. God's going to declare war against the world. Can you imagine? We can't even begin to imagine what the book of Revelation is telling us. It looks awful. It looks like it's going to be a time of catastrophe for mankind. You ain't even seen it. Ain't a drop in a bucket. Ain't compared to what it's going to be like. Even though Revelation tries to tell us, they can't tell it strong enough. Amen. Because God Almighty, He's going to come after those that murdered His Son. Amen. God help. Who murdered His Son? You and I. Oh, lost sinners. Amen. That's why we need to be saved from the wrath to come. Because wrath is coming, and the wrath is coming from God. But He said there's going to be a shout, praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's going to be a voice of an archangel and a trump of God. The angels, praise God, with power and might. We see it taking place. We read about it in Revelation chapter after chapter of the apocalypse that's coming. Hello? If God fulfilled His word everywhere else, we ought to be able to believe that. Amen. He said it's a blessing to people that read the book of Revelation and understand it. Amen. What's coming? So we need to be ready. So we see a shout, praise God, is for the church. We see a voice that's for the archangels. But we see the trump of God here in the Word of God. The angel with a trump of God. Who is that trumpet for? That trumpet is for the nation of Israel. Amen? It's always been the trumpet. The Lord gave them a trumpet to use to call together for their assemblies. He gave them a trumpet that they would blow in a certain way that would call them together for worship. He gave them a trumpet that they'd blow a certain way to come together for war. Amen. And the trumpet, praise God, is for the nation of Israel. God's going to call them together. Hey, praise God. It's kind of funny. The fact is that the nation of Israel is already coming together. Amen. They've already come together. They've been reborn as a nation. Amen. They're back. They're coming back. Part of them back. Some of them's come. They're coming back to their homeland. Amen. Why? Because there's fixing to be a trumpet sound. And God's going to do business. You're talking about the time of Jacob's trouble. Amen. The trumpet is going to be for the time of Jacob's trouble when God begins to deal with the nation of Israel because of their unbelief. Amen. It's not too far off. Amen. It's not too far off. It could be soon. So we see the Word of God, the Lord Jesus, praise God. The Bible tells us, Paul tells us that the Lord's going to step out with a shout. The Lord's going to descend from heaven. And when He does, things is going to happen. And it's going to happen so fast. Hey, listen, if you're not saved today, born again by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, you better get it today. The Bible says the day is the day of salvation. Tomorrow may be too late. Amen. Tomorrow may be too late. We need to get in today. Because the Lord's going to descend. He's going to descend from heaven and He'll not be delayed. Amen. Praise God. He's going to come. So we see the things, we see the sounds that's going to take place when the Lord comes. The shout, we see the voice, we see the trumpet of God. But not only do we see the sounds, but we can see the sights. God gives us some sights of things that's going to be able to see, praise God, when He comes. The first is going to be the resurrection. The Bible says of all those who died in Christ. Amen. All those who have died in Christ are going to be resurrected. That means they're going to come out of the grave. Now, where are the dead in Christ today? Their body's in the ground. Their soul and their spirit is in heaven with the Lord. Amen. The Bible says, be absent from the body is be present from the present with the Lord. Where's the Lord at? He's in heaven. Amen. Ain't you glad it's that way? I'm glad it's just that simple. Amen. Praise God. But He said, the dead in Christ shall rise first. Amen. Who are the dead in Christ? Those that have their names written in the Lamb's book of life. Amen. They've been saved, praise God, born again, praise the Lord. They've been, every generation is looking for the hope of the Lord Jesus Christ coming. Those that are born again. Praise God. They're expecting till He comes. I'm expecting to come any minute. Amen. Praise the Lord. I try to do my best with the help of the Lord. I say that all the time. Anybody ask me how I'm doing, I'm saying I'm doing all right with the help of the Lord. Praise God. Without Him, I'd be in a mess. But praise God, I'm glad He's a helping me. But every generation has hope in Christ. I have hope in Christ of His coming. In their lifetime, praise God, before they go out of here, hello? Hey, I'm hoping He comes before I go. And I said it before, I'd like to see a whole lot of our children and grandchildren get saved. Amen. Born again, praise God, so they won't miss heaven. Amen. If you don't get born again, you go, praise God, and the church is taken out of here and wrath comes upon the world, praise God, you'll never see them again. Think about it. How sad that would be. To be separated, alienated from God forever. That's the saddest part about hell. Amen. But number one, it wasn't created for me and you. It's created for Satan and his devils, his demons. Amen. We weren't intended to go there. We were created, put in a garden to have love and fellowship with God every day. And He would take care of us. We'd peel our head at night and wake up the next day brand new. Never get old. Amen. Praise God, we'd have stayed the same age forever, the age of creation. But we messed it up. Every generation's looking for the Son of Man to come. But death sometimes overtakes us. Death comes instead of the Savior. Praise God, but the Bible tells us here, Paul says, he don't be ignorant, brother, concerning them which are asleep. He said, because God loves them too. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, he said, their name's written in the Lamb's book of life. And he said, they will rise again. Ain't you glad for that hope today? And no matter what happens in the world, praise God, we will rise again. Amen. And you say, preacher, Pastor Jeff, how do you know that? How do you know that the dead in Christ will rise again? Because the Bible tells, now listen to me very carefully, the Bible says that Christ is our example. He's our example, praise God, of what's going to take place of life and how to live. And that He died for our sins according to the Scripture, and He rose again. Amen. And because of the Lord's resurrection, praise God, we will be resurrected also. It's a guarantee. That's our guarantee. That one day we're going to be raised up again to sit with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's why the Bible says that we can shout from the tombs, "Oh grave, where is thy victory?" Amen. It don't have no victory over a saint of God. A born-again believer, praise God. The grave holds no penalty. Praise the Lord. Amen. The resurrection truth. Amen. So we see the resurrection that takes place. That's what's going to happen first. We see the resurrection of those that have died in Christ, and then we see the rapture. Amen. We see the rapture. The Bible said, verse 17 says, all who are alive, who are these that's raptured? All these who are alive and remain. Amen. They were alive and remain. Remain where? Here on earth. Here in this physical body. Here in this place we call home. But I won't say tonight, it's really not home. Amen. This is a place where we prepare to go home. Amen. Praise the Lord. When Jesus comes for His church, you realize they born again believer that you belong to Christ. Amen. Praise God. The church is not this building that we assemble it in. This is a place where we come to worship Him in spirit and truth. The church is that lives in me and you. You are the church of the living God. And one day He said He's going to come out and He's going to take us to be with Him. Those that are dead in Christ, all of those who are alive and remain, along with those that are dead in Christ. He says we're going to arise. We're going to be changed. We're going to be transformed. Amen. The Bible says, 1 Corinthians 15 said, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Praise God. That's fast, quick, and in a hurry. Amen. There'll be no time to look up and say, "Lord, forgive me." Amen. If we haven't already been saved, born again, have our name written in the Lamb's Book of Life, we'll be left behind. But He didn't mean it that way. When the Lord descends from heaven, praise God, He wants us all to be ready. Expect until He comes. Luke said we need to be looking up. Amen. The signs are all around us today. Amen. Now you can choose to be blind if you want. The Pharisees did. The Sadducees did, the scribes did, the Herodians did. They chose to be blind. Do you know that they knew the date and hour of the appointed Messiah down to the very day? Amen. The Bible told them to the very day and the moment when Jesus Christ would come and present Himself, but yet they denied Him and rejected Him because they didn't want Him to upset their cookie cart. Amen. They wanted to have their cake and eat it too. But they denied and rejected the precious Lamb of God. There's a whole lot of our folks is going to do the same thing. I hear people all the time, "Well, one day, preacher, I'll get in." You may be one day too late. Amen. You better get in now. The Bible says the day is the day of salvation. Praise God. In a moment, a twinkling of an eye. In a moment. Twinkling of an eye. That's pretty quick. Amen. Praise God, the rapture will take place and we'll soar up into heaven, praise God, with a cry. As they said in 1 Corinthians 15, "Oh death, where is thy sting?" Amen, glory, hallelujah. I've done broke free. I pray God, death don't have no reign. It don't have no rule. I praise God, and it don't have no sting. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise His holy name. Jesus said, if we that keep His commandments will not see death. Amen. Praise God. We'll be transferred from here to yonder in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Praise His holy name. What a God we serve. And He lays it out for us. So we see the sights of heaven. We see from heaven, from the ascending of the Lord Jesus Christ, the resurrection. We see the rapture as it takes place. Amen. As Christ descends down, praise God, with a shout. Amen. With the Christ descends down with a voice. When He descends down with a trumpet. When He sends down, praise God, with the purpose of resurrection. when He descends down with the perfect purpose of rapture to take us out of here and this old sinful world in which we live. Praise His holy name. How does He come? The Bible says He comes to meet us, meet Him in the clouds and the air. The Lord in the air. Praise His name. That's something to sing about, ain't it? Amen. Praise God. When we are taken out of here, we become just like the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We become just like our Savior. Our bodies will be just like Jesus. Amen. At His coming. Praise His holy name. What a God, what a Savior. So we see, praise God, as God calls us and the calls, the things go out, the resurrection, the rapture. But then we get to be part of the singing, the songs that goes up, the praises of God, the songs of comfort. He said, wherefore comfort one another with these words. I can see the Lord God as He gives us. He tells these Thessalonians that have lost a great number of their loved ones to death. They passed on out of here. And they thought they were gone and lost forever. Amen. They didn't understand, so they thought that their loved ones had passed on before Christ coming and that they were gone forever. They'd never see them again. Oh, but how sad that would be. But Paul said it's not that way. Amen. Said that the words of comfort to them are for them, praise God. The believers of this age and ages to come. Amen. That God would comfort our hearts with. Hey, listen, the scientists can't comfort you with their words. They just make you feel worse. The philosophers, they can speak words, but they're for naught. The occultists, they've got their cults and they say, well, if you'll just do this or do that or believe this or believe that, they can't help you. Amen? They will not help you. They can't help you. Praise God, the only one that can help you, praise God, when death moves in, when hardships come in, is Jesus Christ, our Savior. He's the only one. He's our advocate, praise God, our go-between, the gospel, praise God. It is our blessed hope, yours and mine. The gospel, believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, that is our hope today. We're trusting in two things, that He's coming again. We're trusting in the one that's coming again. Not just anyone, but the Lord Jesus Christ. He's coming again just like He said He would. Amen? Praise His holy name. He's coming again. And we know that He has the keys of death and hell. Revelation 1:18. Amen? That means He's in control. Praise the Lord. He's in control of it. It's not in the hands of another. So we see those songs of comfort that we can sing and praise God. Those songs of consummation in Christ Jesus. Amen. Our Lord and our Savior, the God of glory. Amen. A hope of glory. And praise the Lord. He said, so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. What consolation, praise God. Confirmation. What? Comfort. Is that one day, praise God, we will be forever with the Lord. We can sing that out. We can make a song with the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Forever with the Lord. What more could you ask for than to be eternally with the Lord Jesus Christ? When He steps out, He comes. Praise God. You say, well, preacher, I just don't know about that. I don't know if He will or not. Well, the Bible says in Acts chapter number 1, in verse number 8, Jesus says this. It's in red writing. Jesus says it. He said, but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both Jerusalem and all Judea, and all Samaria, and the uttermost part of the earth. He said, I need you to be witnesses to tell people what you know. Tell them about you walked with Jesus, that He was, that He loved us, He saved us, He healed the sick, He raised the dead, praise God. He died for our sins, and He rose up, praise God, and ascended back to the Father. Amen. He said, you tell them that. What is the job of the church today? Because the Lord Jesus Christ, He's going to descend from heaven any minute. And the job of the church today, me and you, praise God, is to tell people that. Amen. Then he says this, and he said, when he had spoken these things, verse number 9, he said, while they beheld, talking about the disciples, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. Amen. So why can't we believe that he's coming back in the cloud of air? And then, verse number 10, listen to what it says. And while they looked steadfast toward heaven as he went up, behold, pay attention, watch this. Two men, which is number of a witness, stood by him in white apparel. Amen? White apparel. He said, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? He said, what are you looking for? Amen? What are you looking at? But now listen to what they said. Listen carefully to this. He said, this same Jesus, not another, which is taken up from you into what? Heaven shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go up into heaven. Amen. That same Jesus who was taken up into heaven said he's coming, he's going to descend down from heaven. Praise the Lord. That's Bible. Amen. I'm not telling you a fairy tale today. I'm telling you Jesus is coming. He's going to descend down from heaven with a shout and a trump and a come up hither. And we better be ready to go or we'll never see heaven and we'll never see our Savior. But boy, what a blessing it would be that we'll be with Him. He said, as you have seen Him go into heaven. Praise God. We'll get to see Him come down just like He went up. I'm looking forward to that, ain't you? I mean, I'm looking for a soon coming Savior, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But the question we've got to ask ourselves today, that you need to ask yourself, don't look at your neighbor. Are you ready? Are we ready? If Jesus Christ descends down today with a trump and a shout and a come up hither, are we ready? Or would we be left behind? Have you been saved? Have you been born again? Is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Praise God. Are you trying your best to live for Christ? Is the Holy Spirit in you? Amen. You remember when you got saved? If you remember how God, you'll remember when the Holy Spirit spoke to your heart and showed you an old sinner. Helped you realize, praise God, that you wasn't no count. That you needed some help. Amen. Praise the Lord. And Jesus Christ, praise God, come to where you was and said, son, I love you and I died for you. I will forgive your sins and your sinfulness. Amen.